Shvi. If the ger toshav will become wealthy with you. Although the pasuk says ger v'soshav, it does not mean a ger and a toshav, but rather it means a ger toshav. And the pasuk is telling us, if the ger toshav will become wealthy, imach. The reason why he became wealthy is because he was around you. Since he was around you, he decided to keep some mitzvahs. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him that he became wealthy. But, umach achicha imoy, your brother became poor imoy because your brother stayed around him. Since he stayed around him and learned from his ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him, and your brother will become poor. Although we allow the Ger Toshav to live in Eretz Yisrael because he keeps some of the mitzvahs, he is not exactly a great example to follow, and therefore the Torah punishes one who will hang around the Ger Toshav. V'nimkar, and this poor person will sell himself leGer Toshav to the Ger Toshav, imach with you, oyle eker, or he will sell himself to draw water or cut wood for the Avodah Zarah, or Mishpachas Ger, he will sell himself to the family of the Ger Toshav, who are Goyim. And the Pasuk continues to tell us that you must redeem him from the Ger Toshav, from the idols, and from the Mishpachas Ger. And we have to understand, once the Pasuk says that you must redeem him from the Ger Toshav, alachas kama v'kama, you must redeem him from somebody who is totally a goy, and from le'eker, from a person who is working for the Avodah Zarah. Why does the Torah have to say all three cases? And the Pasuk continues, acharei nimkar, after he is sold, ge'ula ti'aloi, a redemption shall be for him immediately. We do not want him to become assimilated with the goy. Echod me'echov yigolenu, one of his relatives shall redeem him. Oy doidoi, whether it is his uncle, oy ven doidoi yigolenu, or his cousin shall redeem him. Oy mishe'er b'sarai, or any other relative, mi'mishpachtoi yigolenu, shall redeem him. Oy sigi yodei v'nigal, or if the Eved himself will become wealthy, he will redeem himself. How does the redemption work? V'chishavim kaneu. He will calculate with his purchaser. Mishnas hi machroloi, from the year that he was sold. Achnas ha-yovel, how many years there are until yovel. Because this Eved would have gone free by yovel. Because we are talking about a guy who is under the jurisdiction of the Jews. So he would have had to free him by yovel. So we can calculate how many years there were from the sale until yovel. V'hoya kesev mimkarei b'mispashonim. And we shall divide the purchase price by the number of years, and this way we will know how much each year was worth. For example, if there were 10 years from the date of the purchase until Yovel, and he bought him for $10, each year was worth $1. Ki mei socher yeimoi, like the years of a hired worker, he shall be with him. Just like a hired worker, we look at the price of each year by itself, so too by this Eved. Im oid rabbis bashanim, if there are many years from the time of the sale until Yovel, lefi hen yashiv gulasai mikasev iknasai, accordingly he will return his money of redemption based on the purchase price. V'imat nishar bashanim, if there are few years from the time he was bought until Yovel, achnas hayovel until Yovel, v'chishiv loi, he will calculate these number of years, kivishanav, according to the number of years, yashiv es gulasai, he will return his money of redemption. For example, if there were 10 years from the time he was bought until Yovel, and he bought him for $10, which means each year was worth a dollar, and this Eved already worked 3 years, so he worked off $3 of the purchase price, the Eved will give $7 back to the owner, and then he may go free. Kischir shana v'shana yi'imai, the Eved Ivri shall be looked at as if he was a hired worker hired to work for a year at a time. Layurdenu beferech le'enecho, the guy shall not work the Eved Ivri with hard labor le'enecho, before your eyes. If you see him, you must stop him. Do not be passive, take action, and do not allow the guy to work too hard with the Eved Ivri. V'im lo yigol be'eleh, and if this Eved Ivri was not redeemed with these, referring to the geula, the redemption of himself, or the redemption of relatives, then v'yotzo b'shnas ha-yovel, he will go free by yovel, hu uvan of imoy, he and his children with him. Here too the pasuk is telling us that the goy must support the children and the family of the Eved Ivri. And that's why when the Eved Ivri goes free, so too his children go free, because the master does not have to feed them anymore. And Rashi tells us, "Vim lo yigol be'ele," if he was not redeemed with these, we learn, "Be'ele hu nigol," he is redeemed with these, with geulas kroivim, but not with sheish. And Eved Ivri, that was sold to a guy, does not go free with the yitzia of working 6 years, like an Eved Ivri that was sold to Yisrael. "Be'ele hu nigol ve'ein nigol b'sheish." And the Pasuk tells us that the guy must treat the Eved Ivri properly because Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, they are my servants. Avodayim, they became my servants. Asher etzesi oisam eretz Mitzrayim, when I took them out of Mitzrayim, they became mine. And therefore, ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. And somebody who will work harshly with the Eved Ivri below, it is as if he works his neshama above in Shemayim. Loisasu lachem elilim, you shall not make for yourself idols, ufesel or statues, umatseva loisakimu lachem, and you shall not set up pillars for yourself. As Rashi explains, matseva is a single stone which was set up to bring karbonos upon it, and even though during the time of the avos brought karbonos on matzevos, but once the goyim started to do this, this became disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered it. Ve'evin maskis loisitnu ba'artzechem, and a stone to cover the floor you shall not place in your land, v'shtach v'soleo, to bow upon it. You shall not prostrate yourself on a stone floor with pishut yodayim v'raglayim outside the Beis HaMikdash, and even if you do it to HaKadosh Baruch, it is still also ba'artzechem, because you are not allowed to do this outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ani Hashem alekechem, because I am Hashem your God. Eshapsoisat ishmaru, you shall watch my Shabbos, umikdashi tiro, and you shall fear my Mikdash. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, who is believed to give reward to the one who goes in my way. And we will see soon in Rashi what the connection is between the parsha of an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy and the parsha that one should not worship Avodah Zarah and one should keep Shabbos. Zok Rashi Pasuk Mem Zayin Yad Ger Vitoishav. The Pasuk says Ger Vitoishav, but Rashi explains it to mean Ger Vahu Toishav. It is a Ger Toishav. Kitagumai, just like Targum says, Oral Toishav. Since Targum says on the word Ger Oral, one who is uncircumcised, this must mean a Ger Toishav, because a regular Ger does have a Bris Mila. V'soifa Mechiach, and the end of the Pasuk proves this. V'nimka LeGer Toishav, the Pasuk says that he is sold to a Ger Toishav. It does not say Ger Vitoishav. V'chisas Yad Ger Toishav Imach, Mi Gorim Leishiyashir, who caused this Ger Toishav to become wealthy? Devuka Imach, that is because he attached himself to a Yid, and he does part of the mitzvahs. But the Pasuk says, Umach achicha imai, and your brother will become poor with him. Migorm leishiyamuch, who caused your brother to become poor? Devukoi imai, that is because he attached himself to the ger toshav. Al yedei shelomad mimaisav, because he learned from the deeds of the ger toshav. Mishpachas Ger, the family of the Ger, Zehu Akum, that means he sold himself to an Akum. Kishu Omer Le'eker, when it says he sold himself Le'eker to idols, Zeh HaNimka L'Avodah Zarah, this means a person who sold himself to the Avodah Zarah Atzma. Liyos Lo Shamish, to be a Shamish, a worker over there. V'loyle L'kus, not to actually worship the Avodah Zarah. El Alachta Veitzim V'lishav Mayim, it means to cut wood or to draw water. Because if this person would actually sell himself to worship Avodah Zarah, then you would not have to redeem him. Because an Ovid Avodah Zarah does not have to be redeemed as a slave. But rather, he is just cutting the wood and drawing the water for the Avodah Zarah. Ge'ula Tialoi, a redemption shall be for this Eved, Miyad, right away. Al Tanicheu She'itame, do not allow him to become assimilated with the guy. The question arises that Rashi in Parashas Lech Lecha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Aleph, tells us a rule that whenever the Torah says achar, it means immediately after. But when it says acharei, it means after, but it could be at a later time. Over here the Pasuk says acharei nimkar, with a yud. So how can Rashi say miyad, that it means immediately? This question can be asked in other places in the Torah too. In Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yudal, in Parashas Lech Lecha, the Pasuk says, V'gam es ha-goy asher yavoidu don anoichi, and also the nation that will work with Klal Yisrael will be punished. V'achreichein yetsu b'ruchosh gadol, and afterwards they will leave Mitzrayim with great wealth. The simple meaning of the Pasuk is, immediately after, es ha-goy asher yavoidu don anoichi, that I will punish the Mitzrayim with the 10 makos, V'achreichein yetsu b'ruchosh gadol, they will leave Mitzrayim with great wealth, like the Pasuk says, Vayinaslu es Mitzrayim. So why does it say a lashon of V'acharei with a yud if it means immediately? On this question, we can answer that when the pasuk says "V'acharichein yetsu b'rechush gadol," it is not referring to the money that they took out of Mitzrayim immediately when they left Mitzrayim, but rather it is referring to the money that they received 7 days later by Kriyas Yamsuf, where the bizas hayom, the money they received by the Yamsuf, was even greater than the bizas Mitzrayim, the money that they took out of Mitzrayim. So that's why the pasuk says "V'acharei," and afterwards, it was not immediately, but rather a few days later, that they received the rechush gadol by the yam. Another place where we can ask this question is in Parshas Vayera, Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Chof, where there the pasuk says "V'yehi acharei hadvar ma'ele," it was after these things. And Rashi tells us, "Acharei hadavar ma'ele" is referring to after the thoughts that Avram had after the Akedah, because Avram thought in his mind that he almost killed his son Yitzchak, and he did not marry him off. He should have married off Yitzchak to the daughters of Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. This way, at least, he could have had grandchildren. Therefore, the Torah says, "Vayugad l'Avram." It was told to Avram that the spouse of Yitzchak was born, Rivka was born, and Yitzchak will marry Rivka. So the pasuk is saying, "Vayhi acharei hadvar me'ele," immediately after Avram's thoughts, Hashem told Avram that Rivka was born. So why does it say acharei if it means immediately? Therefore, Chizkuni in Parshas Vayera explains that this klal means as follows. Achar always means immediately, but acharei can either mean immediately or la'achar zman, after some time. So depending on the context of the pasuk, we can explain what acharei means. And in our pasuk, acharei nimka ge'ula tieloi will mean immediately after he is sold, he shall be redeemed. And Rashi continues, "Ad shnas hayovel," we will calculate how many years there were from the time of the sale until yovel. Sharei kol atzmai lo konoi ela lo ovde ad yovel, because he did not buy the slave only until yovel. Sharei bi yovel yetzei, because by yovel he was destined to go out. K'moshen emel lamata, like the pasuk says further on, v'yotze b'shnas hayovel, this slave will go out by yovel. Uvenachwi shetachas yotcha kosum medaber, the pasuk is talking about a goy that is subject to your rule, and you can force him to let him go free by yovel. V'yafal pikein, and still, even though he is subject to your rule, loisavi olav ba'akifim, you shall not treat him dishonestly and trick him. Mipnei chil Hashem, because that is a chil Hashem. Elo kishaboli goyel, but rather when you are coming to redeem yourself, yedaktik b'cheshbin, you shall be careful in the calculations. Lefi ha-magia b'chol shana v'shana, and figure out how much each year is worth. Yenakalo anochri min domov, and then the goy will subtract the amount that was already worked, and that will be the redemption price. For example, im hayu esrim shana mishanim ka'arei yovel, if there were 20 years from the time of the sale until yovel, v'konoi be'esrim mona, and the purchase price was for 20 mona nimsa, it comes out shekona hanochri avoid shana b'mona, the guy bought each year at the price of 1 mona per year, v'imsha zeh eslei chomei shanim, and if the avid ivri worked by him already for 5 years, u'boli goyel, and then he is coming to redeem himself, yinakalei chamisha monim, he takes off 5 money, because that was the amount that he already worked. V'yitin lo ha'evet tesvav monim, and the evid will give 15 money to the owner. V'zehu, and that is what the pasuk says further, v'hoya kasef mimkare b'mispar shanim, and it will be the purchase price that shall be divided according to the number of years. You divide the 10 years by the 10 money, and this tells us how much each year is worth. Kimei sachir yi imoy, like the years of a hired worker, he shall be with him. Cheshbin hamagia l'chol shana v'shana, we figure out how much each year is worth. Yechoshev, this shall be calculated ki ilu niskar imoy kol shana b'mona, as if each year he was hired for 1 money. V'yinakaloi, and he will subtract the years that he worked from the total cheshbin. Imoy rabbis b'shana mara yovel, if there are many years until yovel, lefien Hakol k'moy shepirashti, everything is the way I explained, that we calculate how many years there were till Yovel, we calculate how much the purchase price was, we divide the purchase price by the number of years telling us how much each year is worth, we subtract how many years he already worked, and the difference he gives to the owner, and this is the way he redeems himself. Zakrashi layurdenu beferach leinecho, the goy should not work with the Evet Ivri with hard labor. Zakrashi vataroya, this means that if you see him working hard labor with the Evet Ivri, you must stop him. Do not be passive, take action against the goy. And if this Eved was not redeemed with these, meaning he was not redeemed with Geulas Atzmai, by redeeming himself, or with Geulas Kroivim, with relatives redeeming him. Be'elohu nigal ve'nigal b'shesh. Rashi tells us he is redeemed with these, Geulas Atzmai and Geulas Kroivim, but not with working 6 years, unlike an Eved Ivri Hanimkar Liyisrael, who does go out with Shesh. Hu uvan of Imoy, he and his children will go free. By Yoivel, Zagrashi Hanachri Chayev b'mezoinis banov. The guy is obligated to feed the children of the slave, and therefore when the slave goes free, the children go free too, because he does not have to feed them. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, shtari koidem, my shtar came first, that I was kind to them when I took them out of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem lekechem, kol ha'meshabed mamato, anybody who works with these slaves too hard below in this world, kilu meshabed mamala, it is as if he works with their neshamos above. The pasuk is directing these words towards the person that was sold to a guy. Shelo yomar, the person who was sold to a guy should not say, "Hoyel v'rabi megala arayas." Since my master is mezana, afani kamoisai, I will be like him. Hoyel v'rabi oivid avodazara. Since my master worships idols, afani kamoisai, I will be like him. Hoyel v'rabi mechala shabbos. Since my master is mechal shabbos, afani kamoisai, I will be like him. Lekach nemru mikrois halolu. That's why these psukim are said. That's why this pasuk is connected to the parsha before of Eved Ivri Hanimka La'akam, to tell you that even though he is working by a guy, he should not learn from the ways of the guy. And the Mefarshim ask, Bishlama, we see in the Pasuk the Isser of Avodah Zorah because it says, Loi Sasu Lechem Elilim. And we see the Isser of Shabbos because it says, Es Shab Soisa Tishmaru. Where do we find in the Pasuk a mention of Znus that the Torah should be telling us that you should not follow the guy, that just like he is Mizana, you will be Mizana? Where do we see Znus mentioned in this Pasuk? The Be'er Basoda answers that since the Pasuk says, U'migdoshi tiro, you shall fear my Migdosh, and Rashi tells us in the beginning of Kedoshim that whenever a language of Kedusha is used, it is referring to Geder Erva, staying away from Arayas and Znus, so therefore we see a hint to Arayas through the words of Migdoshi tiro. And also the whole parsha of Bahar was said in a special sequence. The sequence is that the Torah tells us the avera that he does and the punishment that he will receive afterwards. First, the Torah says that one may not plant or plow during the year of Shvias. And if he loves money and he is suspect of doing work on the fields during Shemitah, his end will be that he will become poor and he will have to sell his metaltalin, his movable objects. Therefore, the Pasuk says, right after the parasha of Shemitah, and if you will sell a selling, Maksiv Bey, what does the Pasuk say over there? It says Miyad. Dover Haniknu Miyad Liyad. This is referring to something that is passed from hand to hand, which is metaltalin. If he does not do tshuva, he will have to sell his metaltalin. Loi chazaboy, if he still does not do tshuva, soif moicher achuzasei. His end will be, he will be so poor that he will have to sell his fields. Loi chazaboy, if he still does not do tshuva, soif moicher espesei. He will have to sell his house. Loi chazaboy, if he still does not do tshuva, soif loi veberivis. At the end, he will borrow money with interest. He will have to pay interest on his loans. All the later punishments are stronger and worse than the first ones. If he still does not do tshuva, he will have to sell himself as a slave. If he still does not do tshuva, it won't be sufficient to sell oneself to a yid. He will have to sell himself to a guy. Ve'evin maskis, and stones to cover a floor. Lashon kisui, maskis means to cover. Kimoy, like the pasuk says, v'sachoisi kapi, and my hand will cover you. Shemachasin akarka beritzbas avonim, because they cover the floor with a covering of stone. Lishtacha v'soleho, to bow down on this stone. Afilu l'shamayim. One may not do this even to bow down to Hashem. Since bowing down means spreading out totally one's hands and feet, and the Torah did not allow this outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it says, in your land, you may not do this. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, Nema l'shalom schar, who is believed to pay reward to the ones who go in his way. As the Mefarshim explained, The Pasuk is telling us that this Eved Ivri that is a slave by a guy, although it may be very hard for him to keep the mitzvahs because he is under the authority of a guy, still, if he keeps the mitzvahs, he will receive reward. Because the Mishnah says, Lefum tzara agra, according to the pain and the hardship that a person has by doing the mitzvahs, agra will be his reward.